From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Diplomats from the U.S., Russia, Europe, and elsewhere are meeting again today in Germany about the ongoing Syrian crisis. Just hours after world leaders announced a deal Friday at the Munich Security Conference to push for an end to hostilities in Syria, within a week that agreement was put to a test. In an interview published Friday, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told the French news agency his forces plan to retake the whole country, refueling doubts about the party's commitment to the end of the nearly five-year-old conflict. In addition to a ceasefire in Syria, the International Support Group for Syria has pledged to help speed aid to people in need. Jan Egelin is chairman of the Task Force on Humanitarian Access in Syria.
I sense now that all of the ISSG members want to help to get aid to the besieged areas and also to the hard-to-reach areas. Besieged areas were listed in the statement by the ISSG group.
Aid agency chiefs say the humanitarian deal covered only part of what's needed, with UN figures showing almost 487,000 people under siege, among 4.6 million who are hard to reach with aid, as well as 5 million refugees and millions more homeless within Syria. The government of Rwanda says it is going to relocate refugees from Burundi to other countries after accusations from U.S. diplomats that Rwanda is training rebels opposed to Burundi's government. Political violence in Burundi has now killed more than 400 and sent hundreds of thousands fleeing the country, many of them to Rwanda. This is VOA News. The United States has temporarily deployed an additional Patriot missile battery in South Korea. The move was done in response to North Korea's nuclear test and a long-range missile launch. Meantime, U.S. legislation aimed at cutting off funding for North Korea's nuclear activities is heading to President Obama for his signature. Republicans and Democrats in Congress overwhelmingly agreed this past week to back tough action on North Korea after a series of provocations by Pyongyang. Legislation marks the second time in a week that North Korea faced condemnation for its aggressive nuclear weapons program. Representative Ed Royce is the Republican chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Only days ago, South Korea shuttered the Kaesong Industrial Complex because, as they observed, it was giving the North Korean regime the hard currency it needed in order to move forward its weapons programs. And this will end a very important revenue for the North Korean regime. Japan has issued a new set of sanctions as well. And China and Russia should take notice and follow this example.
White House officials indicate that President Obama is not likely to veto the bill because of the overwhelming support for it in Congress. So far, China, a key trading partner of North Korea, has only expressed regret for Pyongyang's latest missile launch. It is unclear if Beijing will support sanctions against the North. Thousands cheered and gave a warm welcome to Pope Francis when he stepped out of his plane in Mexico City Friday night. It's his first official visit to Mexico. Follows a stop in Cuba to meet with the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill, who is on a state visit to Havana. Francis and Kirill signed a joint declaration for religious unity. Their historic meeting was aimed at dealing with the thousand-year-old rift between Western and Eastern branches of Christianity. U.S. presidential hopefuls are appealing to minority and evangelical Christian voters as they enter a critical two-week stretch to their primary election battle. Republican presidential candidates appeared Friday at a faith and family forum at a fundamentalist university in South Carolina. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidates focused on wooing minority voters during a feisty but substantive debate on Thursday. And it turns out that the U.S. and Cuba may be able, for the first time in 50 years, to fly on regularly scheduled commercial airlines to one another's countries under a U.S.-Cuba bilateral civil aviation agreement. Up to 110 flights a day will be allowed.
That's the latest world news from VOA.